no meu coração.
KOT is going online for our 2020 annual general meeting. Join us on Monday, November 23rd at 6 p.m. to hear how your favorite community radio station has been adapting to the current pandemic by broadcasting remotely. To find out how you can get involved in one of our various committees, to propose a motion, or find out more information about joining our Board of Governors, email culture@ckut.ca. That's culture@ckut.ca. Monday, November 23rd at 6 p.m. online, CKUT's annual general meeting. To RSVP for the event, email agm@ckut.ca. That's agm@ckut.ca. Hope to see you there.
All Things McGill 90.3 FM. It's Monday, November 23rd, and it is snowing. And also, before we roll the show, just wanted to say we talk a lot about medical stuff and needles. So if you're quite squeamish, I would pass on this one. I really would. And we'll have a wonderful show ready for you next time. So thank you so much and enjoy.
So
Let me wipe your surface, 'cause that don't make me nervous. I'll be so effective, you won't be affected. I'm not trying to be your man, I'm just your disinfectant. If I could reincarnate tonight, I would be a Clorox wipe, 'cause I know in this climate, you might finally want me in your life. I'll be your Clorox wipe. I'll be your Clorox wife. I'll be your Clorox wife. I could be your Clorox wife. It would be so nice if we could reunite. You took me for granted, now you're paying twice the price. And I will feel superior, all up in your areas. I can keep your love and I'll just kill all the bacteria. If I could reincarnate tonight, I would be a Clorox wipe, 'cause I know in this climate, you might finally want me in your life. I'll be your Clorox wipe.
I'll be your Clorox wipe.
I'll be your Clorox wipe.
Hi, welcome back to CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm Rose.
I'm Maya.
And I am Annika.
Yay. Brought to you from our bedrooms again. Very nice.
Very nice.
He's nice.
Did you see the new Borat movie?
I did see I don't know if you can tell by my terrible just impression just then, but
I did not. I watched the first one to like brush up. And then I forgot to watch the next one. Is it good?
I actually like this one better than the first one.
Wow.
I think it's
there's one scene in the first one that literally cracked, like, that I think is, like, the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, it cracks me every single time. But I did think the second one was, like, maybe just because, like, it came out at a really good time. Like,
yeah. Which scene of the first one?
The one where they're wrestling naked.
Oh, and the ballroom?
I need my literal pants. Every time I watch that scene,
freaking hilarious. I love it. But I especially like the first movie because there's a lot that happens in South Carolina.
Like, no way.
He goes on a road trip and he meets up in this big RV with these frat boys from University of South Carolina, and they're a mess.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're from South Carolina. And he's like, and then they talk about like objectifying women and shit. So it just hits close to home, doesn't it?
That is so funny. That reminds me of All Gas, No Breaks.
Oh my God. Wonderful.
So good.
Wonderful show.
Yeah.
Especially the election content.
For All Gas, No Breaks?
Yeah. Like,
yeah. Oh my God. My favorite one is the COVID beach one.
Oh my gosh, when they're in Michigan or something.
Yeah, and it's the 4th of July, and they're all, it's so fun. If you haven't checked out,
I need to check that out.
All Gas, No Breaks, check it out right now.
Kids on the beach, they're just such a mess, aren't they?
They're so drunk, and they're just like, they're just messing around. I love
that. Like, do you know anybody who has COVID? I don't think you do.
And then, okay, Jacques, my roommate from last year, he loves to quote this all the time. He'll go, so maybe it's a lie.
So funny. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I'll get some breaks. He went to Charleston to do a little bit of a tour, but it's on his Patreon exclusive content. And I'm not going to pay for it, you know? I'm not going to do it.
No, we're struggling students.
We're struggling students, exactly.
We're not paying.
Yeah, I have my parents' Netflix subscription and YouTube is free and that's all I need.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, like being sick for the past month and a half, 2 months, I have depleted all media content. Like, I don't know what to watch anymore. I have seen every show on the, I don't know. Just like
most of them.
Especially the ones that are, like, where they keep you up to date. Like, it's live stuff. I've seen so many news clips. Ugh, it's just so boring. I've been on TikTok for very, very long periods of time each day.
That's what I like to hear.
I got my screen time for last week.
Oh, gosh.
It was 6 hours.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not bad. Let me look at mine right now, because I guarantee you it's going to be pretty dang close to 6 hours. And I'm not sick, so...
I'm curious to see what y'all's is.
There we go.
Oh, you found
it. Okay, mine from last week was 2 hours, 45 minutes.
6 hours and 23 minutes.
7 hours, 9 hours and 4 minutes on November 1st to 8th. I spend a lot of time.
2 hours, 45 minutes.
Oh my God, Annika, you're such a hipster.
Annika. Right in the world.
They're actually, okay, last year, my roommates and I did, like, a screen time competition for a week. Okay, first of all, you're crazy.
Maya!
That's literally nuts. That's so
I don't know what it is.
It's okay.
But yeah. We did a screen time competition last week for, like, a year, and my, like, no one thought I was gonna win, because I was, like, I love my phone. Like, I love it. And I make no attempt to hide that. I adore my phone. So, I was dropping hints the whole time, like, oh, I already messed up. Like, I already have, like, an hour to screen time because I just forgot and I cracked and I was on TikTok. And they were like, oh, you're so going to lose. And now I can, like, watch up to an hour. So they all watched up to an hour. Meanwhile, I had 12 minutes of screen time for the entire week.
You're a little trickster, aren't you?
Oh, my gosh.
I really am.
A little trickster.
Oh, I do remember when you guys did that. And Mika was just like, yeah, they're doing a screen time competition. Guys, we really need to do something like that. Like, we just spend too much time on our phones, and then we just, like, didn't do it.
No.
I mean, like,
we're attached.
It's just tough.
It is hard.
During quarantine.
Well, clearly for Maya, she has 7 hours every week.
I'm shocked. Usually mine is around, like, 3 to 4. Usually mine's around 3.5. That's what I remember it being. But, yeah, lately I've been just FaceTiming my parents, like, incessantly.
True, I do FaceTime my parents, like, FaceTime every single day. So that
on your phone or on your computer?
On my phone.
Yeah.
Damn, okay.
FaceTiming on computers is just not the vibe.
It doesn't it's work. Like,
that's all I do. Very, like, oh my God, I wish I could convey the faces they both just made at me. It was like, it's enemy, like, uh-huh, girl, what?
I don't understand. It's very bad quality compared to the phone.
Yeah.
I literally don't even notice it. I mean, my phone isn't, like, I don't know, what kind of phone do you guys have?
Maya has her iPhone 15.
Damn.
I have the 7. What do you have?
Oh, I have an 8.
So it should be even better.
I don't know. Whatever.
I'm for your usage.
Let's go back to how Rose had a terrible...
I had mononucleosis. You tell me how this happens when I have one lockdown lover. I don't understand how.
Maybe he has more than one lockdown lover.
Yeah, this thought went through my mind. But like, you know.
No, obviously you can get mono from different places.
Yeah, but I think I got it from him.
Really?
I think I got it. Yeah.
Well, since none of us got it either.
Look, this is what my mom, okay. She has a psychotherapist who lives across the street from her, who used to be her professor for psychiatry in medical school. And he's a mono expert. And he said that, like, when you get mono, you can, your case of mono escalates in severity the more you're exposed to it. So, like, I was consistently exposed to him for, you know, however many years time. Whereas, like, if it was a sip from a cup, or if it was, it would have been a very different case of mono. I wouldn't have ended up being admitted into the hospital twice. So, you know.
But he doesn't have mono.
He could very well be asymptomatic. Like, that's how it works. Like, that's usually how it is. So, yeah, I mean, I would consider myself unlucky in this situation.
Well, my question is, how did this man get mono?
Probably got mono over the summer or something.
True.
Or September. Look, I was
on Bumble, like, you know.
Yeah.
And not to mention, it's kind of difficult to be like, I don't know, I assume we're exclusive because that's just the nature of COVID. It would be disrespectful if we weren't. But mm-hmm. like, that's we haven't crazy. Set any boundaries on that.
Yeah.
So technically, like, he could have gotten it from somebody else. He said he didn't, but like, you know.
I feel like he said he didn't. He probably didn't. Like, I believe that.
Really hope he doesn't listen to this show.
How are you supposed to know, too? Like, if he's asymptomatic, he could have gotten it from anywhere, but you don't know.
Exactly, but the way my mom talked about it, she just said, yeah, Rose, I think this was the source. It's not going to be, like...
I mean, her symptoms were terrible.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's talk about how you went to the hospital, and you were making TikToks in the hospital like an icon.
The hospital... This is the thing about being sick during COVID. It's really, really inconvenient because I tried to do it, you know, through the McGill Health Clinic Hub. And they said consistently, like, you're not allowed to come in if you have any, like, upper respiratory, if you have a fever or anything. So I was not allowed to go there. So, like, I found myself, I think probably a total of 8 times at the emergency room at the Jewish hospital.
Damn.
And then as soon as I tell them, like, sore throat, ear pain, you know, this, all this stuff, they're like, send her to the garage. So they send me to the garage where, like, the ambulances go in and out, and it's where, like, it's like the hot clinic. It's where people who could have COVID go, and you just wait for God knows how many hours.
How many times did you get tested
for COVID?
Yeah, because of that.
Oh, like, because
5
of,
times, right?
Well, I've gotten tested 6 times total for COVID. 3 times within that span of time.
Oh, wow.
Because they were so, but they don't give a shit if you've, if you've tested positive, negative, as long as you've got a fever. And they were like, Rose, your heart rate is so high. Your fever is so much higher than what it's like presenting as. And I was like, okay. So like, they were just saying like, okay, you've got lumps in your throat. Like, it's okay. We'll test you for mono, like huge lumps.
Jeez,
I don't know if you saw me. I was like, my eyes were swollen. They're like, we're gonna test you for mono. And so then they took my blood and then they sent me home. And then I felt like so much worse the next couple of days. So I went back and I was like, okay, like, you guys tested me for mono. I'm negative for COVID. Like, do something. And they're like, oh yeah, looking at your results, tested negative for strep and positive for mono. And then, you know, they started getting things going. And like, I was just very dehydrated mainly because I couldn't get anything down because
my throat was
swollen. And so, yeah, that's when they did the deed and they brought me in. And it was, I actually like really, I enjoy getting taken care of. And like,
yeah.
I enjoy like a needle going up inside my arm.
Well, not me, but.
No, like, yeah, couldn't be me.
Really? Like, getting my blood taken was always my favorite part of NHS.
Gross. That's messed up that you love getting your blood taken.
I love the idea of people using their resources on me. Like,
I understand
unpackaging the needle. Like, putting. and then like getting tape, giving me all these like stickers and giving me all these things.
I literally went to get my flu shot this year, and I was like, I have to tell them this every time that I get a needle anywhere near me. I'm like, I preface with like, I'm a little bit scared of needles. As long as you do not talk about the needle, you do not show me the needle, and you do not tell me when it is going into my arm, I will be fine. Just don't do those things.
You can't like look at, yeah.
No, I don't stare. I look away.
I stare.
I cannot look at it. I have to tell them, do not under any circumstances show me this needle, because as soon as I see it, I will flinch away from it. Like, I
went to the McGill clinic to get my blood drawn, and they, and he wanted to talk to me, because like one of the things that they do to like make you less scared is just talk to you, but I was like, I don't want to talk to you. Like, I don't want to look at you. I'm just going to look at my phone of like puppies and
seven hour
and just not look. And this man just kept trying to get me in conversation. I was like, I don't want to talk to you at this time when you're taking my blood from me.
Yeah.
Shots hurt more in my opinion.
They do.
That's just more because they put it fully in.
And it has to go into your muscle or whatever, right? Like it has, there's what it has to go into.
And I've seen a lot of picture or videos of people putting like the COVID one, and it's just it looks very deep.
Okay? Yeah. What hurts the most is the needle when you go in to like get a cavity filled, because it's in your mouth. I cannot stand that one.
That whole I've never had a needle in my mouth, because I've never had a root. Like, did you have a root canal?
No, I just had a filling.
What?
You don't get.
You got a shot for a filling?
I have really weak enamel on my teeth, like genetically. So I've had like 15 fillings in my life, and every time I've gotten a needle.
Same. I've had a lot of fillings because I have very bad genetic teeth. But this might be a Canada thing, because in the United States, they do the bare minimum.
No, they just fill your. That would have hurt so much.
Not at all.
What the hell?
I think we have different standards of filling. Because this sounds intense. This sounds like a root canal. Maybe you had a root canal.
I definitely do not have a root canal.
Well, I had like
a filling. It's a filling.
Wow, it's interesting. I'm glad we can relate on like the whole teeth thing, because a lot of, such as the person sitting right next to me, have these like these records of like no cavities.
No.
Yeah, I've never had anything happen.
It's really quite insulting.
Because I literally have so many.
I take very good care of my teeth.
Me too. I floss I floss several times a week. I like use mouthwash. I use like. I brush for 2 minutes every single time. Like, I take care of these buddies, and they still get cavities.
Exactly, and it's really disrespectful that we get treated that way.
It truly is.
Sorry.
Yeah.
As an outsider.
Yeah, anyway, back to your mono.
Back
to the mono.
What else is there to say? So they hydrated me, gave me a lot of NaCl. Is that what? Sodium chloride?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How does that help? I feel like, isn't it salt?
Helps you retain moisture, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, and they gave me, like, so many, like, corticoids.
Really? They gave you hydrocorticoids?
I don't know.
They gave her Dilaudid.
Damn.
They gave me like painkillers at one point, because I kept on going in because I was like, I can't drink my water. Like, what do you want me to do? So now I have all these painkillers because I've been really, really trying not to take them because, you know, I don't want to get addicted.
Sure, yeah.
Or I just want to, like, no.
Do you know what it is, though? I actually, because my roommate had to get, she got surgery on her foot, and because she broke it or whatever, and they prescribed her morphine. Not a super high dose or anything, but we called my other roommate's mom, who's a nurse, and we were like, is it okay for her to take the morphine? Like, I know it's prescribed, but still, like, I don't want her to get addicted or whatever. And she basically was like, as long as you have pain, the drugs that they give you are responding to that pain. It's when you don't have any pain and you take the drug that it starts to become a problem. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was really interesting, because then
That's a good threshold to keep in mind.
If you like have a lot of pain and you're taking painkillers, you're not gonna get addicted to them, because they're just alleviating the pain that you have that's above your normal standard.
I was prescribed like a milligram of hydro whatever. And they said take it like when you absolutely need to, and it was only like a milligram per pill. And so I called my mom, and I was like, I mean, like my ear, because I have an ear infection now because of
Damn.
And so she was like, take two.
Yeah.
Like, okay. So I took two, and I found myself, it's like still with ear pain, just like completely immobile. Like I could
just zonked.
And because I felt like I was sleeping, but like I was awake. It was really weird. But Anyways, the mono, the, we're beyond, it got a little bit weird with the tonsils.
Yeah.
The tonsils got a little bit disturbing. Mainly
let's delve into that.
There was a bit of, what is it called, necrosis?
Oh like, my God.
When the tonsil, like, dies, mainly because they got so big, like, I couldn't mm-hmm. see to the back of my throat. It was basically, you know where the punching bag is?
The what?
Like, the dingly thing that's dingling at the back of your throat.
Your uvula?
My uvula, exactly.
Okay, yeah, I know the punching bag.
The tonsils had reached it entirely, so you
couldn't. That's fucking crazy.
Exactly. So when they were shrinking, that's why I went to the doctor and I was admitted another time, because I was like, my tonsils are black, because they were shrinking, and it was becoming dead, basically.
Dead material.
So then she was saying, yeah, that's actually really, really, it's a really great sign that your tonsils are becoming black, because then you're gonna, like, they're gonna come out, and you're gonna... And so for like three-
Like you have to choke them out?
But for 4 days, I started like swallowing a bunch of stuff, and then I would feel like a lingering jellyfish like in my throat.
Oh God.
And it's okay to talk about on the radio.
Yeah.
And it, we'll and so it like, and then I would warning. Have to like regurgitate this piece of my tonsil that once was.
That is single-handedly one of the grossest things I've ever heard in my life.
Disgusting. Like, it's actually disgusting. And it was,
I feel like we're on Call Her Daddy.
It was, oh my God. Today, I saw a TikTok about how the Call Her Daddy podcast is like internalized misogyny.
I actually have never listened to it.
I've actually never listened to it either. Me, it doesn't really seem like my it's thing. Like, I know. It's like a podcast.
I feel like Mika would love it.
Really? You're right. You're right. Mika would love it.
She would.
Especially after stuff he said last night.
Oh my God.
Mika would love it. Call Her Daddy podcast is for a girl in Clemson, South Carolina, who's looking to get that frat.
It really is. It's you for know an aristocratic, like straight white girl wants, audience.
Exactly. She wants that. So for somebody who's like well versed in feminist theory, I feel like it would be quite disturbing to hear this person like mm-hmm. explain to you how to like submit to a man.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So that's the Call Her Daddy podcast. Anyways, back to the mono. I'm doing much better. The professors have been quite nice. They've, you know, just been like, just vibe it out, just do what you can. But what comes with mono is an extreme fatigue that mm-hmm. kind of
just ruins,
like, I just sleep just a lot. I mean, Maya woke me up from my little nap just now. Mm-hmm. So probably like, what, 5 hours a day?
Yeah.
I usually pass out.
Damn.
But it's okay. And I want to talk about this, because the whole time I felt like a queen at the hospital, like mm-hmm. being carried around in my little gurney or whatever it was called. I was like, damn, this is going to be kind of expensive. I mean, right?
Mm.
And, but then I was like, no, I'm in Canada. Like, everything's going to be okay. And then I got a $750 bill at
the... Oh, my God.
Did you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you knew. You just did the facial expressions for like, you know, theater.
But you have McGill insurance.
Yeah, I have McGill insurance. But, and so I called the hospital and I was like, what's going on? Like, what are you doing?
We're in Canada. It's free.
Yeah, I'm in Canada, right? And then they were like, oh, sorry, we meant to send that to the insurance. So sorry, you had to even, like, lay your eyes on that number. And I was like, thank you. Like, so I have nothing to worry about, like, and I quote. And she was like, nothing to worry about, honey.
Oh, my gosh, I'm glad it worked out.
And so now I don't have to pay anything.
That's fabulous.
And that's so weird to me that you're, like a thing that you're, like, worried about while you're in the hospital. It's like, absolutely. This is going to be expensive.
Well, my parents were saying, like, had that happened in the United States... First of all, they would have never admitted me. I don't think they would have admitted me. It would have been like upwards of $10,000, like,
holy
easily.
God.
Well, because I was charged $750 before I'd even been admitted into the hospital. It was like October 28th or something. That's when I still thought I had strep, because my lumps had gotten like, weren't that bad yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I will admit, it's like, it's just a little, I feel bad for anybody who has to have a fever right now, because you can have you can have so many things other than COVID.
Yeah.
And people will just be like, you have COVID. Oh, you need to get tested for COVID. And it's like, mm-hmm. stop. Just, I understand, like, the worry and the stigma, but, like, it's just, it's just kind of humiliating when they're just like, oh, you know, that's, we're just going to kind of dismiss your symptoms because they go in the same category as COVID.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah. And so I have an IUD to get put in, like, on the 26th of November. And technically, like, since I've been in a hospital environment, like, I don't think I'm even allowed to get it put in. And I'm wondering if I should, because I don't have a fever anymore. Bak Hashem, thank God.
And you got tested three times.
I got tested
negative three times.
Tested negative, like, upwards of six times. So, but I don't know if it's good for my body to go through that, you know?
Yeah.
It's a copper IUD, so it's, like, the heavy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would probably, like, let the people who are going to do it, like, probably let them know that you were in a hospital and just, like, see what they, and tell them you were tested negative and, like, you don't have a fever anymore.
Yeah.
And, like, what they say, I guess, because, like, sometimes they'll be like, no, sometimes they'll be like, okay, well, if you don't have a fever, like, that's fine.
Because once I had, I called the McGill Clinic because my ear, like, every night before bed or when I'm eating especially, like, it just flares up. It hurts so bad. Hey. And so I told them that, and they were just like, oh, yeah, you probably have an infection. Like, we're going to prescribe you antibiotics, but you can't come in. Like, we can't come in. You can't come in for us to check your ear. And I was like, I don't have a fever. Wait, I don't have a fever. And they were just like, no, you have, like, an upper respiratory, like, illness. Mm-hmm. I was just like, oh, my God. Like, what do you do? What do you spend all your whole days doing if you're not going to treat anyone who has, like, anything?
Yeah.
The McGill Clinic is supposed to be for people who don't have COVID but have other things that they need fixed.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. No, that's really annoying. Especially even, like, when you tell people, like, oh, I have a fever, immediately it's like, oh, they have you COVID. Like, that's your immediate.
Yeah.
It was scary. It was scary. And I mean, you know, I'm, thank God. And my mom was telling me, like, it's very important that I don't get COVID right now. Just because, like,
you're so, your immune system is already super weakened. Yeah.
I was looking at my blood results and it was just like high for every white blood cell on the market.
Damn.
And it was just like, if I get COVID now, like, honey, what's gonna happen, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways,
no, yeah.
I'm just gonna be like, be careful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you're sick, you don't really want to go out and, like, do stuff anyway. So, I mean, I feel like your probably risk of COVID is even lower now that you're already
sick. Exactly. Like, it's just the nature of mono that makes it less likely for you to get more sick. And Montreal makes it easy not to get sick, I guess.
Couldn't help myself. This temptation is something else. When you're far away, the isolation gets the best of me. It's a recipe I know all too well. And I try to vocalize exactly what I'm doing wrong. When your face is filled with tears, 'cause you tried to compromise, but you really can't go on. Add it up to here. Now I would always want you as a lover, as a friend. But some days a man needs space in his relationship. It ain't hard to comprehend. It's hard to say no. It's hard to say no. You associate with that. I know you had trouble trusting me, but I held my own.
But I held my own.
That doesn't take away from the fact something changed the minute I came back. I haven't felt the same from not seeing you so long. But now I try to rationalize exactly what I'm doing wrong. When you're face to face with fears, I know you tried to compromise, but you really can't go on. Add it up to here.
would always want you as a lover, as a friend. Some days a man needs space in his relationship. It ain't hard to comprehend. It's hard to say no. It's hard to say no. It's hard to say no. It's hard to say no.
To snow today.
I looked up a little bit of news outlet things for this event, and tonight is supposed to be like a very, very big snowfall. They would like, get your shovels for the Sunday snow.
No way! I'm excited! We had, like, I feel like I had a good run of autumn, you know? Like, usually, like, snow comes too soon, and I'm like, I hate this. Like, I want it to be a longer fall. But I feel like fall was good this year. Like, I had a good, solid amount of, like, my fall wardrobe got its wear in, you know? And I'm ready to be, like, wearing double layers of pants.
Really?
I am wearing double layers of pants.
Wearing double layers of pants.
You guys need to heat your house better.
Well, we're really trying to save there, because this year is the first year we actually have to pay for it. It's not included in the utility.
True.
I cannot believe you enjoy putting a parka on.
I do. I love it. I think it's probably just because, well, how cold does it get? I mean, obviously it gets really cold in New York, but how cold does it get in South Carolina?
It doesn't.
That's weird then. Because I feel like the reason I enjoy it is that I'm like, it's a novelty for me, you know? Like, I'm going to, eventually, like, I'm going to leave Montreal and I'll go back to, like, I don't know, I'll go back to Vancouver or whatever. Like, it's going to be warm. I'm not going to experience snow anymore, you know? Like, I didn't own a parka before I came to Montreal. But now I'm like, oh, I get to wear my little, and I get to check the forecast and check the wind chill. Oh, put my hat on and my gloves. I never wore gloves in Vancouver or a hat ever. So, you know.
Well, yesterday, did you feel it yesterday? Yesterday was probably the coldest it will ever get in Charleston. Like,
really?
Like 4 degrees Celsius or something. Probably not even.
Oh, it gets cooler than that in Vancouver.
Yeah.
It's in the south. Yeah. So it doesn't never snows then?
I don't have a jacket. Like, I didn't wear a jacket ever.
Yeah.
Or a sweatshirt, maybe. Maybe a turtleneck here and there. And it snowed, but it snowed because of climate change, I reckon. And it was really weird because it was just like 4 days where we just didn't leave our houses because there were no snow plows.
Yeah, so,
like, the snow just stayed there. And then there was ice absolutely everywhere for just 4 days because we didn't know how to do shit.
Every time it snows, we have to cancel. Like, every school gets canceled. Like, the buses stop running because, like, we have 3 snow plows for a city of, like, 600,000 people.
Oh.
So they're like, there's no way that they're gonna get the infrastructure, because if it snows like more than a little bit, then we're done. A city we shut down. Like,
wow.
It really depends. Like, in New York, there's not that many snow days, because as long as the subways are running, you can just
school. Well, also, like, as soon as your city, which experiences snow a lot, like, you're gonna be more prepared to deal with snow, and like, people there are gonna know how to, like, drive on icy roads and stuff, or like how to, but people in Vancouver, like, see it. Like, there's this comic of, like, people in Vancouver, like, it's, like, West Coast, like, with snow, and it's, like, one snowflake, and they go careening off the road.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Like, rain and stuff. Well, a lot of times, Charleston, things get canceled because of flooding, too, just because we're below sea level, so a lot of issues there.
Hurricane.
But we were also talking about how Zoom will forever change things getting canceled, because now that we have Zoom, schools would probably be less likely to have snow days and stuff.
That is awful. I pity the younger generation for that. I loved snow days.
Yeah, I feel like it's just like little glimpses of happiness throughout the year that keep you going.
Yeah, and we used to have like really bad windstorms as well, and like the power, like once a year minimum, the power would get knocked out to our school, and we would just have like a power outage day, and like, we wouldn't have to go to school. And those little like unexpected moments of like today, it's like a Tuesday, and you just get a break. It was like, oh, like I miss that. I miss just like having a break out of nowhere.
Hurricanes would like take the power out of school for like some. I think at one point it was a week. And it was just a constant checking the news, like the update on how the power was doing at the school, because all the city's resources would be like to helping this this problem. And yeah, they didn't get it. So
dang.
Yeah, just like that. Anyways, yeah, the hurricanes really provided some academic relief.
Thank you, hurricanes.
Thank you, hurricane.
Thank you, climate change.
Hurricanes be like, I'm here to cause death and destruction. And I'd be like, is for me?
Isn't that crazy, though? Like, as soon as Zoom comes, and as soon as climate change is, like, getting things so much worse, it's, like, the intersection.
And we do be innovating. We do be like.
It's like, because now the rate of natural disasters is just going to go, whew. And now we have Zoom, so the impact of those natural disasters on academics is going to be less severe because of Zoom.
Which is tragic. I hate that.
It's so crazy.
I mean, it's obviously good. Whatever,
like, good for, like, the world or whatever.
Like, okay, yay, like, kids get to keep getting educated. But also, like, boo.
We don't have these small glimpses of hope.
Yeah.
Sad
vibes.
Anyways, so yeah, that's the update.
Yeah,
now we're debating on, you know, returning home, because have you seen the rates in the United States of America?
I've been eyes closed, ears closed, like,
honestly, good for you,
good on ya.
It is terrifying down there.
Jeez Louise. Well, it's getting like, there's like a worldwide spike right now. Or, like, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, just because I think it's, like, winter and everyone's, like, I want to go inside and, like, hang out.
Yeah.
Are you going home?
I am going home, but there was, like, a big thing last week where BC, like, the premier was kind of, like, the governor was, like, we want to close BC's borders to anyone coming back in, because they're, like, interprovincially, because they're, like, we don't want anyone coming in to bring COVID, because their numbers are going up a lot right now, and they were good all summer, like, no, like, there was basically no COVID in BC all summer, like, we were doing whatever we wanted to, and then, like, now the numbers are, like, going really up. So there was a week last week where I was, like, so paranoid every single day checking the news, because I was like, it's gonna say that I can't go home, and then, like, my job is gonna be at home next semester, so I was like,
you're not
I can't get back. It's been bad for Christmas, it's bad for, like, I can't do my job if I, like, can't get home. So yeah.
So it's official now?
Technically speaking, no. Like, she's okay. Like, you have this job if it exists, but until the contract gets signed, like, blank, 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 like, I can't actually confirm for you that it exists. And so I'm like, I have to leave it. I'm leaving in 12 days. My flight is booked. And I'm like, do I pack my room up? And she's like, yes, but I can't confirm. I'm so, like, do I sublet my room? And she's like, yes, but I can't confirm.
Oh, no.
What kind of job is it?
It's a production assistant on a film set, because they're opening back up in BC now.
That is so cool.
Oh, my God.
I'm so excited. Are you going to school?
Sorry, say that again.
Are you still going to school?
I'm not, because it's like a really, it's like a more than full-time job.
Like a job, Annika.
Job, yeah.
You're not doing the semester, you're taking a break.
I'm taking the semester off, yeah.
What a dream.
I know, but there's going to be, it's
you.
One more time, sorry.
That's what you need to do. We were thinking, like not doing school, not doing school right now. It's the dumbest thing ever, because you're not learning anything. So you're done. Like, after these 12 days, you're done with school.
Well, I have exams, but, like, yeah. I'm going home, and then I'm like, after my exams are done, like, I'm not doing school next semester, so I'm done until next fall. Provided I have this job, which is what's stressing me out, because I'm like, my room is now, like, sublet. I've sublet my room, and, like, I have to start packing my stuff and, like, go home, and then I'm worried I get there, and she's like, by the way, there's no job, and I'm like, okay, well, I have nowhere to go. I have to stay in Vancouver with no friends and just do school from home, which I would literally lose my mind, so.
Yeah.
Pray for me.
I hope, yeah, I think that she's just saying that it's not confirmed yet because you're not there yet, but, you know, I'm sure it will work out.
Yeah, and I feel like the benefit of the, like, getting that job in the long run will outweigh, even if you do have that other bad experience, like, the possibility of having the production assistant thing is worth, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, right? Like, I'm like, if the best case scenario is better than the worst, like, is significantly better, like, I have more to gain from the best case scenario than I have to lose from the worst case scenario.
Yes. Wow, there it is.
Well, I'll be a philosopher, Renee Descartes. Oomst.
Oh my gosh.
That lock is quaking.
Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to come back at McGill once, like, things are normal. So
fingers crossed, yeah, right? Like, if we have the vaccine.
Let's hope.
Oh my god.
I know.
Yeah, I know. All of these cities are like, maybe we'll lock down and not let anyone in, which is kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go home, but...
Yeah. Well, that's scary. I'm struggling deciding if I'm going to go home because I don't think Canada would let me back in. Like, I really don't.
Mm.
Because after Christmas time, it's going to be...
You think so?
I think it's going to be unprecedented. I mean, they didn't let people in during summer. I can't even imagine, like, them not letting people in.
I do think it's going to get bad after Christmas.
Right?
Because it's going to get a lot worse before, like, the vaccine. I think it's going to get a lot worse before we get the vaccine.
Yeah, and I kind of want to be in Canada so I can get the vaccine.
Yeah, true.
Because in the United States, in South Carolina, God knows I'm not getting that vaccine for a year or something.
Jeez. Yeah.
So, that's real. I don't know.
Well, Canada's been accused of vaccine hoarding, so we got tons. We bought double what we need.
Wait,
so.
Seriously?
We bought like 50 million and the population is like 36 million. Everyone's like, why did you buy that many?
Well, don't you have to take two vaccines? Like,
I think it's just the preliminary one they bought.
Then another shot?
I think so, but I'm pretty sure that it's just the preliminary one that they bought. I actually don't even know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm excited.
Me too, girl. I literally had a dream last night that I was at a party, and I woke up a little bit giddy. Like, I was like, oh my god, it's gonna happen. Like, it's probably not soon, but like a year from now, I could be at a party. That blows my mind.
I was walking on Saint Laurent, and I was seeing, it was just kind of busy. People were going in and out of places. Everybody had their masks on, obviously. Mm-hmm. I was just like, wow, I forgot that at one point, I thought this was normal. Like,
I know.
You kind of forget how much you're missing out on.
How much has changed? Like, because it all seems normal now to just, like, walk around. I actually hope the mask, like, if you wear a mask when you're sick, I hope that trend continues. Like, I literally can't believe I used to let people breathe on me all the time. That's absurd.
Weird. So weird. It's so weird.
We just let everyone do everything.
Well, I think in China, like, it's very common for people.
Yeah. And they have super low rates of, like, the flu, the common cold, like, et cetera, because they all wear masks. Which is, like, very smart.
Yeah, when you went to the hospital back in, what, February?
In February,
vibing around you. No.
Well, that's when COVID had just started. So I came in and they were like, do you have a fever? And I was like, yes. And they were like, do you have a cough? And I was like, because I thought I had mono. Like, I just had a really, really bad flu, but, like, I thought that I had mono. So my symptoms were the same as yours. Like, I was like, I had, like, swollen tonsils, like, I couldn't swallow anything, I had pain in my ears, like, I was waking up sweating through my sheets, because I was, like, overheating so bad. Anyway, so I went in, and I was, like, telling them my symptoms, and they're like, okay, like, just wear a mask. Like, I don't think they realized at that point how contagious it was, like, how, like, because I didn't have to quarantine when I got in there, I just sat in the waiting room with everybody else wearing a mask, so, and then I went in, and they tested me for COVID, and then eventually it came back negative, but, like, you know, still.
You got tested for COVID in February?
In February, because we had two confirmed cases in Montreal at that point, so I got tested. I came in, they were like, have you been to China recently? And I was like, no. And they were like, do you have a fever? And I was like, yes. And they're like, okay, here's this mask in the corner. So at that point, it was like, only if you've been to China recently, you're getting quarantined. That was the only way you were getting quarantined.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. We were up in your apartment just vibing.
Literally 2 days later, like it was break, and then we came back, and we were just vibing in my apartment, and then a day later, school was shut down, everyone was going home. Like,
we knew you were, we knew you had the flu, and we were just,
I know.
Whatever.
Well, and you had been like, oh, my brother was really sick when I visited back home.
Exactly, because I went home for break, and my brother was really sick, and my mom was like, I think he might have COVID, and we were, he didn't eventually, like, end up having COVID, but, like, at that point, it was starting to get, like, it was when I went to the hospital, starting to get, like, oh, no, like, this is going to be a bad, like, a big thing.
And I remember after a car accident, it was, like, March 8th or something.
Yeah.
And so we had gone to the doctors and everything. And I remember that just the fundamental questions, like, have you been to China? And it's, like, that question over time is just, like, have you traveled, like, at all? Have you been out of the province? Like, I just can't believe that this has gotten to this point, obviously, like, we all just believe it.
Like, but have you gone to the grocery store?
Have you gone to the grocery store? Oh, it's been, like, particularly depressing with, like, school and everything, just because, I don't know, I feel like I'm not learning anything.
Yeah,
me either. Discouraging. It's weird because, you know, the first high school, it's all I wanted to do, just, you know, learn, which sounds nerdy, but really. And then the first 2 years at McGill, I felt discouraged because I was just like, oh, it's just such a big school. But at least after each semester, I was like, oh my god, I've learned so much. Mm-hmm. Like,
it hasn't been a joke for it.
Exactly. I had work that I was proud of, and then now, especially because it's our second semester technically, like, finishing online. And so it feels like particularly, I feel very unproductive, like, just as a human being. But I told that to my dad, and he was just like, Rose, you don't realize, like, whatever you feel like you're not gaining in school, you're gaining so much more in just, like, life or whatever.
Well, in surviving.
I don't want to gain it in life. Like, I want to go partying. I want to go to class.
Yeah.
But, like, we had to grow up, like, so much faster than usual, I feel like. And I mean, I can't even imagine the amount of lessons I've learned from just being locked up for 9 years.
Yeah, just to, like, being self-sufficient, like,
honestly, like, not depending on anyone, I mean, other than my parents' money, I guess.
No, yeah, same.
But I paid rent this month, like,
yeah, like, I worked or whatever, but it's just all so weird.
It's weird. I don't know.
Hopefully, I think next semester will be better.
Yeah.
Tell me how it was.
Oh my god, that's so
sad. Like, I'm excited.
Wait, what about the radio show?
I'm gonna miss you.
Well, I can do the radio show from Vancouver.
Oh my god, you totally can, and then you can have extra juicy stuff to talk to us about.
Yeah, it'll be so
exactly.
Cool.
I can give you little tips and tricks. Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm very excited.
So excited.
Okay.
Anyways, shall we sign off?
I think we shall. I don't know how long we've been, but I reckon it's been enough.
We've been chatting. I think we've been chatting for a while.
Oh my god, we've been chatting up a storm. So this is fabulous.
Okay. Anyways. Thank you so much for listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. This was All Things McGill. I'm Rose.
I'm Maya.
And I'm Monica.
Signing off.
Bye.
Bye.
If the sun would lose its light, and we lived an endless night, and there was nothing left that you could feel, that's how it would be. What my life would seem to me if I didn't have your love, make it real. If the stars were all on pin and a cold and bitter wind swallowed up the world without a trace, oh well, that's where I would be. What my life would seem to me if I couldn't lift the veil and see your face. And if no leaves were on the tree and no water in the sea, and the break of day had nothing to reveal. That's how broken I would be when my life would seem to me if I didn't have your love to make it real. The sun would lose its light, and we lived in an endless night, and there was nothing left that you could feel. If the sea was sand alone, and the flowers made of stone, and no one that you hurt could ever heal. Well, that's how broken I would be, what my life would seem to me, if I didn't have your love to make it real.
The COVID-19 pandemic in Canada is serious. We must continue to practice all public health measures. Follow local guidelines for gatherings, maintain physical distancing, wash your hands, wear a mask, and download the COVID Alert app. If you have symptoms, even mild ones, stay home. Protect yourself and others. Learn more at canada.ca/coronavirus or 1-833-784-4397. A message from the Government of Canada.
C is for
cauliflower.
Confusion. Creation.
Pickle. K is for
kitten.
Cam.
C, wait. Fan roof. U, unbearable.
U is for underground.
Oh, yeah.
Umbrella.
T. Trite.
Tremendous.
Torment.
Tire.
C, K.
I can't think of a U one. T.
T.
F is for famous.
Fun. Fumble. M is for Montreal.
Quand vos parents ont besoin d'aide, vous êtes là. Quand vos enfants ont des craintes, vous êtes là. Quand vos amis vivent un moment difficile, vous êtes là. Soyez là pour vous, comme vous l'êtes pour vos proches. C'est possible que la situation actuelle vous fasse ressentir des émotions difficiles ou même de la détresse. Si vous éprouvez de la difficulté à réaliser les actions du quotidien, des solutions existent. Rendez-vous sur québec.ca/allez-mieux ou appelez Info Social 811. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Pour lutter contre la COVID-19, on doit tous respecter les consignes d'isolement de la santé publique jusqu'au bout. Quand on a des symptômes, on doit s'isoler. Quand on a passé un test, on doit s'isoler. Quand le résultat est positif, on doit s'isoler. Quand on revient de voyage, on doit s'isoler. Et si on a été en contact avec un cas confirmé, on doit s'isoler. S'isoler, c'est sérieux. S'il vous plaît, faites-le. Informations sur québec.ca/isolement. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.